Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the interesting things about the spiritual life is that often we feel alone, right? Often we don't seem like somebody is around us in our lives. Maybe our spouses aren't around. Maybe we have those moments of silence. And even when we're there in prayer and we think, may I have some company with Christ, it doesn't seem like he's there. If you ever feel that way, Hebrews 12:1, the first verse here, says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, who is he talking about? He's talking about at every moment we have access to the saints around us. And you know, even in a more intimate way, we have our guardian angel who is always there at our side, mitigating, sending messages from us to God and from God back to us. We're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, which means that we should be like St. John Bosco. At the beginning of Mass, said St. John Bosco was a man who gave his life in service to young miscreant boys. In his time in Turin, in northern Italy, there were roving bands of abandoned boys who would just rue the streets, who would go from place to place causing trouble, and so everybody hated young boys because they would cause trouble. They would break into shops. They would steal things, just roving as they were because they had no direction. St. John Bosco found them, took compassion upon them, and he saw within these ones the dignity of future saints. So he brought them to himself, gave them a purpose, began to teach them, cared for their needs, saw within them goodness, and restored them to their great dignity. In fact, most of them ended up being great citizens. Very few of them left and returned to a wayward way of life. So the question is put before us. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, so we shouldn't give in to doubts and fears, thinking that we're all alone. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, so every action that we do is seen. Yes, by God, but the saints too, our guardian angel. So even these small actions, when we see somebody who is downcast, who nobody is really looking after, and we interiorly smile toward them, God sees that. When we don't know what to say to another person, and so we don't speak out, yet pray for them in our hearts, God knows. When there are those who are persecuted in some sort of way, or we encounter somebody on the street corner and just give them even the little bit of food that we have, it's seen. Brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, meaning we're never alone, and that every act of goodness which we perform is seen by the saints, by the Blessed Virgin Mary, and is not missed by Christ himself. Therefore, let us hold fast to our confession of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.